Psalm chapter 91. We'll finish with this one. Psalm 91 is really a beautiful psalm. It's just, we were talking earlier about promises in God's word. This would be a great psalm to share with somebody who needs to be reminded of the goodness of God, the power of God on behalf of the believer. So I'm going to just read through this psalm, and I just encourage you to let the words just wash over your heart. If maybe you've been going through a rough stretch and you just need to be reminded of God's goodness, then let this be a reminder, okay? Verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver me from, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Those last three verses are the Lord speaking prophetically in the first person. Can I share something with you here real quick? One of the Bible commentators that I read regularly is a man by the name of William MacDonald. He, Bible commentator, wrote a lot of books. He shares the following story about this psalm, Psalm 91. Listen to this. He writes, in 1922, in the Western Hebrides, which is a chain of islands off the west coast of Scotland, a 5-year-old lad was dying of diphtheria. A mucous membrane was forming across his throat, and breathing was becoming increasingly difficult. His Christian mother turned her back so she would not see him take his last breath. At that very moment, there was a knock at the door. It was her brother-in-law from an adjoining village. He said, I've just come to tell you that you don't have to worry about the child. He's going to recover. And one day, God is going to save his soul. She was distracted and incredulous. Whatever makes you say that? Then he explained he'd been sitting at his fire reading Psalm 91 when God distinctly spoke to him through the last three verses, again which say, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will honor him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And then MacDonald writes this, I was that boy. God delivered me from death that night. He saved my soul 13 years later, and he has satisfied me with long life. Isn't that beautiful? The fact of the matter is, William MacDonald went to be with the Lord in just 2007 at the age of 90. And he would tell people that although he was very willing to share this psalm, he wanted them to know this was his psalm. Because this is the one that the Lord spoke to his uncle and said, yeah, I'm going to save this this little boy. Now, most scholars believe that Psalm 91 is messianic, and it is. And messianic means that it speaks prophetically of Messiah. We know that even Satan understood it as messianic because he quotes from this psalm to try to get Jesus to jump off the temple and make a big scene so that everybody will think he's cool, which was the sinful temptation of the pride of life. But, you know, Satan kind of tipped his hand in a sense there by, revealing that this is, in fact, a messianic psalm. And it's a beautiful psalm. But as with any psalm, even though it speaks ultimately of the Messiah, these verses can be appropriated in our lives as well. And I hope that the Lord speaks to you through his word. I really do. Just like we heard in that story about William MacDonald. I hope as you read the scripture, the Lord from time to time just gently taps you on the shoulder and says, this is for you. This is for you. You can accept this. This is yours. You can embrace this. It's a wonderful, glorious thing when the Lord does it. And I would encourage you just to stay in the Word. Be in the Word. Hang out in the Word. Especially when you're seeking answers. Especially when you're seeking answers. Ask God to give you answers to your problems right from the Scripture as you read the Word of God. Feed your soul, strengthen your heart, and get the answers you're looking for. God will speak to you. God will make you aware. There have been a few occasions in my life where I've been reading something in the Scripture and the Lord will just stop me and just say, son, pay attention. This is my message to you. And it is just such a wonderful thing. And when it happens, you know, all you can do is just kind of be humbled and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking. But I would really encourage you to do that. So beautiful, lovely psalm. We're gonna end there. Let's pray. Lord, what a glorious God you are. A God who speaks to his children and brings comfort and peace. Lord, there are so many things in this life to steal our peace, to take away that comfort that we would otherwise experience. And you know what they are. Lord, help us to surrender all of those things at your feet. Whatever is attempting to steal our peace, tonight, we choose to lay that thing down. We choose to place it on the altar, set it ablaze, offer it up to you. Lord, take our hearts, our fears, our challenges, our pains, our hurts. Lord, you know the areas of our heart that need healing. We offer them up to you tonight. Let your healing hand touch us, Lord. Fill us with hope. Fill us with life, your life, the life that only you can give. Be with us, we pray, Father. Strengthen our hearts, for we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.